Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in. I am so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you're here. Happy New Year. Hello, goal setters. Woo! It's just been an honor to lead you through these discussions here in the healing room. And I just want to give a shout out to everyone that has been listening. Let me pull out this list really quick and just like shout out to all the different people who have been listening, because I want you to know that you are appreciated. And just want to give a shout out to those in the United States. I so appreciate you for listening. I too am located in the United States here in Los Angeles, California. Those in Kenya, I want to thank you for listening. Those in Australia, thank you so much. Germany and the United Kingdom, I appreciate you. Germany, hey, I haven't been there in a while, but I love it. Sweden, I want to thank you so much for listening. Canada, I want to thank you for tuning in. You are so appreciated. Japan, I want to thank you so much for listening. Belgium, wow, thank you so much for tuning in. And Malaysia, thank you. It's been an honor to lead these discussions, and I'm so thrilled today because today's discussion is all about goal setting, and it's 1-1-2020 today. Right? So what a great opportunity to really drive home the importance of goal setting. Now, if you've been following in this series, and I've seen a lot of different people pick up the Healing Room just specifically because of the goal setting series, I want you to know that I have an amazing and fabulous training, a goal setters training that you can start right now at no cost to you. All you have to do is click the link in the details section. Click the link in the details section and you can start goal setters training right away. This is so important for you to do. And today's discussion is actually going to be all about why goal setting is important. And I want you to know that I'm not just going to talk about it. I'm also going to give you the tools to help you. That's the type of person I am, right? That's what we do here in the healing room. All of us, we don't just talk about it. We have to go and be about it. So we are going to skip over the spoken word. We're going to skip over the healing pledge, because all I'm going to do is talk about the nuance and the intricacies of goal setting, why it's important. And then I'm going to share with you the types of things that we're discussing in goal setters training and why I think that you need to really take your goal setting seriously. So, happy new year. Let's dive in. In the discussions that we had prior to in goal setting, I am that I say I am. I hope you all utilized that discussion and truly allowed it to hit home your belief system. And going into 1-1-2020 with victory is so important. If you're not feeling uplifted today, if you're not feeling encouraged today, I recommend that you really go back and do goal setting, I am that I say I am, as many times as possible until you really have created that list and gone through that exercise to motivate you. Now, goal setting, playing to win, really talked on a lot of different components. And I really want to drive this home to you just in case you didn't quite get all of what I was saying in goal setting, playing to win, because I saw so many people listen to that one. And there are just so many specific things I was trying to drive home. And I can tell you guys we're picking it up, but I want to make sure that it is clear. And that's the kind of thing that we're doing in goal setters training, is taking an idea, opening your mind to it, allowing it to set in, and then reinforcing it. It has to be reinforced. So then when we sit down and do the goal setters workshop, right? Also in goal setters training, when you're doing that workshop and you're actually going through the components of your brand image, your brand statement, your specific goal for 2020, your life map plan, your fail-safe plan to 100% accomplish your goal in 2020 without fail. That's what we're doing in goal setters training. But you've got to do each and every step and really reinforce each and every understanding. And it's so important to do that. So if you have not signed up for goal setters training, click the link in the details section and do that right away. Okay. So why focus matters, right? So in Plan It to Win, I talked about a lot of times people never really have a specific focal point. And guys, it is so powerful. And I want you to be inspired by this. It is so powerful to have a specific focal point. There is a huge difference in knowing that you are going to make a trip from Los Angeles, California to somewhere in Arizona, to saying that you're going to take a trip from your house to Phoenix, Arizona, specifically 555 Maywood Drive, Phoenix, Arizona, zip code 91274. That's not a real address, so don't look it up. But there's a difference. So once you have that specific address, you can start to map out that plan. A real plan matters. When you create a real plan, you can also create contingency plans. What do I do if I don't get this particular client in my business? What happens if I don't do this by this specific point? What is my contingency plan? And also having the belief and understanding that, okay, I have this specific goal. This is the specific address that I'm going to. That's your goal. This is the specific mapping to get there. This is my contingency plan if this particular road is under construction and is blocked off. And this is the hotel I'm going to stay at if something like that happens and I get really tired and want to pull over. That is the difference between generic goals. Let me give you a list of things that people are going through in the goal setters training and starting to rework. I really want to up-level my acting career this year. That's a general goal, and you cannot create a life map for that. Now, if underneath that you have a deeper understanding of what that means and you have very specific benchmarks, so be it. But most people don't. I really want to get a promotion this year in my business. Like, guys, I want to inspire you, encourage you. Having those goals to reach higher is awesome. Pat yourself on the back for wanting to do some amazing things. But can we go deeper? What if your promotion is something that's 59 cents an hour increase? So what if you accomplish your goal, but you never get what you want? Can we go deeper? What if you started asking yourself what you really wanted? Can we go deeper? What if you started asking yourself, what will this desire bring to the quality of your life? Can we go deeper? And then that quality of life, what if we asked yourself, does this align with your purpose and with your profit? And then what if we were to rework that and rework that and rework that? And then we get to the specificity of what you really want, which is you want to go from making 50K a year to making 80K a year. Maybe you want to go from making 41K a year to making 80K a year. Maybe you want to go from 150. So you see what I'm saying? So now you have a specificity, and then you say, well, why do you want this pay increase? Right? And then how will that increase your quality of life? Okay, and then how does this aid to your purpose and profit? Well, aids to my profit this way and aids to my purpose this way, because now I will have the resources I need to do X, Y, and Z. You've got to get specific. So now you can start life mapping, right? Let's just say you wanted 41K. Now you can start life mapping out how you can get those additional funds this year in a 100% fail-safe plan to succeed in your 2020 goal. So now you're not even dependent on a promotion. You're not dependent on a company. Now you have the space, the mindset, and the opportunity to life map out that additional 39,000. This is what we're doing in Goal Setters Training. We're not going to do it here. This is what we're doing in Goal Setters Training. You have to renew your mind, right? You have to have a belief system, right? Then you have to understand this, what specificity really is when it comes to a goal. I want to meet a husband. I want to meet a husband. You want to meet a husband? Well, you could go to Walmart and meet a husband. What are you really looking for? Well, I want to be married. Well, what do you want with a marriage? Well, you go deeper. And then you finally get to what it is that you really desire. And then you finally get get deeper than that to the specific thing that is achievable, that you can tangibly accomplish, right? There is a physical, spiritual, and mental level to this goal setters training. And if you want to do it for yourself, definitely click the link in the details section and go ahead and get started. And let me ask you this. Have you ever had a real professional plan? I just want to ask you that. Have you ever had a real professional plan? A plan that had a specific destination, a plan that had a specific contingency plan for that plan, a plan that was so clearly mapped out, right? You're going from this address to this address, that you were so clear and so focused on the pathway to get there that your belief became 100 times greater that, of course, I'm going to accomplish this. This plan is so clear, so specific. All I have to do is believe in myself, be committed to me, wake up every week, every month, and do these specific things that I've laid out, and I will achieve my goal. See, a lot of times what happens is we give so much ownership to our goals to other people. Right? That's what I said when I mentioned the promotion. Well, I want to make an additional $39,000. I'm at $41,000 now. I want to make $80,000 this year without fail. And you're giving all of that over to your boss if he will promote you. So once we get specific on our goals and get out of I want a promotion general and get to the specifics of the specifics of the specifics of the specifics of the specifics, we can begin to life map out how you can obtain that without being so dependent on other people to co-sign it. This is for actors. This is for dancers. This is for corporate professionals. Ladies, this goal setters training is for you. I made it specifically for women business owners and women professionals. It doesn't matter what niche you're in, this is for you. Actors, dancers, singers, small business owners, you're working out of your home office, you're a social media marketer, you're a corporate professional, you're a techie, you're navigating the industry as an executive producer, you're navigating your industry as a computer coder, and you have a goal. Let's get specific. And then let's get specific. And let's get so specific that now you have an address. And now let's life map it. That's goal setters training. And it makes you feel so good, guys. You feel so good because you're like, whoa, I never even thought about it like this. And like, whoa, you start to realize that's so tangible. And you're like, whoa, thank God for this opportunity for me to start out 2020 with a fail-safe plan to accomplish my goal, right? You start rejoicing because it's like I said, it's just like if you were going to Phoenix, Arizona, and you had a specific address. You start to map out the direction and ways to get there. And you can do the same thing with your life. I'm going to give you an example that's going to be mentioned in the training. Once you click the link in the details section, just pop in your name and your email address, and the training pops right up for you. I want to give you an example. There was a dancer. She did, I'm just going to give her the name of Sarah. Sarah was making about $41,000. Right. This is just a hypothetical example I'm giving you. I'm going to give her the name Sarah, making about $41,000 a year. She's a dancer, right? And she loves dance. And she, you know, is working, doing part-time things on the side, let's just say. And let's just say that she gets some money from doing dancing, doing different performances throughout the year and the residuals of that. So altogether, she's making about $41,000 a year. And let's just say her goal starts out as, I really want to grow my career this year. I want to take my career, my dancing career, to the next level. It's connected to my purpose. It's connected to what I believe is my future profit. And I'm so excited. I'm going to just really take the year by the horns. In theory, that's a great goal in theory. But in specificity, a lot isn't lining up. And you have to say, Sarah, what is it that you really want? And what is it that you really, really want? And what is it that you really, really want? And what is it that you really, really want? And after we hone in on the specific things and put yourself in Sarah's spot, after we hone in on the specific things that you have, right, in goal setters training, you start to realize, it's not actually that I that my only real goal is to just up-level my dancing career. I actually feel like each year I'm automatically up-leveling. But for me to maintain in doing this, I need to make more money. So then remember, profit and purpose are the main areas that goals are set in, and that's okay. I want to inspire you and encourage you. If your goal is in profit or in purpose, that's great. Sometimes people shy away from profit or they shy away from purpose. There's no reason to feel ashamed. So she really ended up with the goal of, I want to make 80K this year. My career is growing year by year by year. I believe that it will continue to, but I want to have resources to fly out to New York, to fly out to LA, to audition on Broadway and not feel pigeonholed to this one area. I want to have resources to do other things and, laying those specific things out, those specific desires, those specific reasons. But she said my overall goal is to make 80K this year. That's something that we can work with. And let me tell you, this is the trajectory we were looking at. We're talking about Sarah going from, I want to up-level my career, and I think that's connected to my purpose and profit, to how do I make an additional $39,000 to get my income to 80K? So now Sarah has a life map plan to begin teaching dance. Okay, I'm going to break down this specific plan in Goal Setters Training. So click the link in the details section. But she started from, how do I do this? How do I do that? Oh my gosh, I got to get 36 clients at $1,000 a piece to, and then I'm going to charge another $100 to go to their house. And it was just all over the place. And we ended up with a simple plan. She's going to take 4 clients. She's going to find 4 clients in 3 months. These are going to be 4 clients that she goes to their house and teaches them dance, specifically people who are adults with disabilities, specifically people who are older and need to move, specifically children with disabilities. She's going to register on care.com. She's going to get on Craigslist and put her services up, and she's going to make flyers and put them at every adult disabilities care center in her area and other surrounding areas. Every nursing home, she's going to try to potentially get a contract with a nursing home. She has these specific areas mapped out. Okay. And all she needs is 4 clients at $1,100 a month, and she's going to drive to their house and teach them dance. This is going to take only a few hours a month, and it's going to bring in $39,000 a year. She has 3 months to find 4 clients. And let me tell you, all she has to do is get 4 clients. She's going to go to these 4 clients' houses once a week. Do you know this is only 4 hours a week that's going to bring in $39,000 for the year? That's going to be 10 months, 4 clients a week at $1,100 a month per client. They're going to get in-home dancing classes. All she needs is 4. She's going to get 5 or 6 or 7. She's also got her contingency plan. We go through these specifics in Goal Setters Training. And when you take ownership, and I'm just so excited. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for everyone who starts shifting their mind to accomplish what it is that God has placed on your heart, to really go deeper and say, what does God have for me this year, and how can I truly use the resources he's given me to make the type of profit that I want to make and to work in the purpose that I feel called to work in? It's so exciting. So if this is something that touches your heart and touches your soul, and even more importantly, if this is something you know you need in 2020 for yourself, go through the Goal Setters Training, get clear, get focused, and feel amazing. Right now, you can take the opportunity and say, I am this because I do things, I say things, I walk things in this way. And I want to encourage you to be the I am and not be the I will and the I hope and the I maybe, but be the I am. Start Goal Setters Training. I'll see you in there.
I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person. It's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.